Turn off the light, take a deep breath, and relax.
I'll tell you what, if only it were that easy. How many people listening can meditate at the drop of a hat? You're busy, you're slammed, you got kids, you got a business, you got a new baby, but somehow you figure out how to make it work. Your hair's on fire over the politics of the day, but you let it all slide away. I have tried lots of techniques. Now, our next guest here to ATN, Tom Von Deck, says that this is absolutely foolproof. Foolproof relaxation for busy people. So that would be most of the people listening to this radio show. And he's the author of Oceanic Mind, the Deep Meditation Training Course. And he supposedly knows his stuff. I've heard good things about Tom because I did a little bit of an investigation earlier in the day. So he comes highly recommended. Without further ado, he's going to put down his latte. I think he was standing on his head, so we're going to give him a few minutes because he knows how to relax and then join us here on the air. Hey, Tom.
Hi. Hi, Kay.
You know what? I think it is easier said than done. Obviously, you're skilled in this, but why is it that we have such a hard time relaxing or meditating?
Well, the mind is always going. It's going and going, and it's very hard to stop. And I run across people all the time who tell me that they can't meditate. They think that they can't meditate. Or they went to a retreat, and they had serene experiences during the retreat, but then they couldn't bring those serene experiences back home with them. And for them, I recommend having a personalized strategy, because that's what they're lacking. It's something you don't find in the meditation literature very often at all. But I recommend coming up with a personalized strategy that works for you, that allows consistently deep meditation regardless of how busy your time schedule is, what your spiritual background is, or whatever.
All right, and of course, you talk about this in your book, and you have a website, and you give all kinds of advice on this, but tell the people that are listening right now. I mean, there's guys driving home, they're coming off night shift, they just probably ate one last donut, had some coffee, they're a little bit revved up, might have had one of those 10-hour days because they work 4 10-hour days and then have 3 off. What are some of the things that we can do to begin that process?
Well, every tradition, like every stress reduction tradition, every meditation tradition, yoga, they all have what I call an integration strategy and what I call a warm-up strategy. And I can explain an integration strategy because I think this will really help the listeners.
Cool,
an integration strategy is composed of little acts throughout the day. You can call them interweaves. I sometimes call it the 5-minute intertwine. That are grounding and centering. So like every hour you just take maybe 2 minutes out to do something that's personally meaningful for you, something that takes you to a deep place within, or something that just helps to bring you back into your body. So office yoga is one example of an integration strategy. You're doing little stretches in your chair, and that's bringing you back into your body. Breathing exercises to oxygenate you and lift your consciousness a little bit. If you're Christian-oriented, you can bookmark your favorite biblical passages and carry those with you throughout the day and glance through them, or a favorite Christian song, because these little things are going to open you up. And then, so if you don't feel like you're in love with, you know, Jesus, for instance, in this moment, you can do so. And what there's also self-massage, body wiping. There are all kinds of little things you can do to lift your consciousness. Or diaphragmatic breathing is another one, where you're breathing through the nose and you're allowing your diaphragm to fully expand so that your lungs fully expand. And what happens is there's so much going on behind the scenes when you're doing this. You're only aware of a very small percentage of what's actually going on. And it's after a couple weeks, you know, if you're really agitated, or even a couple days of doing these things, it's going to creep up on you to a point where meditation becomes so much easier. You don't have to spend time warming up when you sit down to do your meditation routine.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, so you don't have to sit down, which I would think, and this might work for some people. What about, and you talk about this, walking meditation. So you just, you get lost in your mind as you're sort of gliding along. How do you do that? How do you walk and meditate at the same time?
Oh, you're just walking very consciously and breathing consciously. You're aware of your heel when it hits the floor, the ball of your foot when it hits the floor, the toe. And it cultivates present moment awareness. And so in every meditation technique, there's an object of focus. And when you, it could be the breath, it could be the feeling of your feet hitting the ground. And when thoughts come up, you take note of that. Your mind is going to wander. So you take note of that. You're conscious of your thoughts. You allow them the space to be what they are. And then you gently bring your mind back to the point of focus. So with walking meditation, that point of focus is the toe, ball, heel. And so walking meditation brings you into present moment consciousness when you're walking.
And is that the key? Is it about being present? Because I think... You know, I think that's part of the problem, Tom, with the thoughts that are in your running through your head. I have to do this. I have a laundry list of things I have to do. Oh, this happened today. I have to have this report done. I have to do whatever, whether it's personal, whether it's professional or whatever. Everybody has it. You have a running scroll in your head. And is there something about learning to be more in the present, right?
Yeah, like we're all running on programs.
Mm-hmm.
So when we cultivate a more meditative consciousness, we're becoming aware of those programs. And so we're transcending those programs by coming in touch with them and becoming present with ourselves, becoming present with our emotions. Any little stuff that bubbles up to our consciousness that we don't want to see, we usually shut it down with our breath or we distract ourselves. So developing a meditative awareness in everyday life, it helps you to get to know yourself and get to know the programs the little thought programs that are running throughout the day, and then you can more effectively deal with them. You can more effectively let go of the ones that don't serve you.
Do you remember the first time you tried to meditate? What was that like?
I don't quite remember. It wasn't that hard because it was the first time. It was probably the joy of a new experience.
Sure.
So it was easy then, and then after a while it just varied according to my mindset. And then I just, over the years, I just found out ways to beat that.
And so you'll do that too. You'll consult with people. Obviously you have classes and that kind of thing, or do seminars or appear on shows and whatnot. And that's the idea. You can work with someone individually and figure out what it would take for them to get to that point, right?
Right. I had a teacher a while back who would always ask people what turns you on, because that was always the starting point. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Bible turns you on. Maybe Rumi poetry turns you on.
Mm-hmm.
You find all those things. You find out what works for you, and then you come up with that list, and then you can interweave it throughout the day. And then when you do sit for a half hour or 5 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever at night or in the morning, it just becomes easier when you find all those things that bring you to a special place.
All right, so the website is deepermeditation.net. If you go there, you can also find out more about what Tom does, and there are other things that you could get to get on the road, I think, to opening yourself up to figuring out what would work for you. And also the book is as well. Tom, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so how many people in this audience could actually figure out ways to relax? You know, I was thinking about this when he was saying it. To me, there's just so, like I said, it's the scroll that runs. So maybe it would be the walking thing. I'm not sure. It might be the walking deal for me and just focus on that. But I guarantee, like Stu, like Mark in New York, wonder if Mark in New York, if he, what he would meditate on. His hair gets on fire with everything that happens day in and day out in Washington. So I would say he'd have to completely block out politics, as most of us would have to do, certainly. All right, coming up on the flip side, more about health care reform in the Senate Finance Committee. What did Senator Chuck Grassley say? He thinks it's an abomination, and we'll tell you why next.